nutrients you need each day. Emerald Laboratories offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid. Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates. Vitamin K as MK7. And full spectrum mixed tocopherols, tocotrienols, and carotenoids. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Laboratories' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to ultralaboratories.com. That's ultralaboratories.com.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
Tong America, and Happy New Year in the year of our mighty Lord, 2019. It's a dark and very cold night in the nation. This is your Panzer Group leader, Von Wiehunt, the barbarian and warlord of the Germanic legions. I am broadcasting from the Phoenix Führerbunker and Wolf's Lair as my powerful message goes far and wide to the Ardennes forests and neighborhoods of America and beyond, as we are the tip of the spear and on the front lines of the raging battles before us. The Democrats are at war with you. And it sounds like this all over the nation.
England behaupten, das deutsche Volk habe den Glauben an den Sieg verloren.
We are soldiers of the Most High. We are at war. We must not falter or fail. This is a spiritual war. We must prevail, or the nation will be plunged to 1,000 years of darkness. Now, there's another caravan of would-be illegal aliens, which is now forming down in Central America. And they have launched with the intention of moving north to America and our southern border to take your jobs, your tax dollars, and government benefits. Per all media reports, this group could be as large as 40,000 people, as has been reported in the news. Now, Trump had this to say in the other part of the world about U.S. generals in Afghanistan.
Recent reports that the United States is planning to reduce the number of troops in Afghanistan have raised concerns that U.S. plans for a withdrawal could weaken Kabul's hand in the peace talks. Asked about Afghanistan Wednesday, Trump questioned U.S. involvement in that conflict.
Why isn't Russia there? Why isn't India there? Why isn't Pakistan there? Why are we there? We're 6,000 miles away.
Trump said the nine-year war the Soviet Union fought in Afghanistan in the 1980s was justified because the terrorists from that country were entering the Soviet territory and causing unrest. But he said the war has bankrupted the former Soviet Union and caused its collapse. He questioned the purpose of further U.S. spending on Afghanistan.
General Mattis thanked me profusely for getting him $700 billion. He couldn't believe it. General Mattis thanked me even more the following year when I got him $716 billion. He couldn't believe it. But what's he done for me? How has he done in Afghanistan? Not too good.
Trump also criticized some of the U.S. military strategy in Afghanistan.
We have an area that I brought up with our generals 4 or 5 weeks ago where Taliban is here, ISIS is here, and they're fighting each other. I said, why don't you let them fight? Why are we getting in the middle of it? I said, let them fight. They're both our enemies. Let them fight. Sir, we want to do it. They go in and they end up fighting both of them. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Trump said U.S. military plans should not be made public and available to the enemy. U.S. officials met with Taliban representatives last month in the United Arab Emirates in an effort to arrange peace talks between the warring sides. A spokesman for U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan said there is a good chance of ending decades of fighting in Afghanistan this year.
2019 brings a special and unique opportunity in Afghanistan. I think we've all seen the progress of peace talks, and the Afghans and the Taliban have a real serious opportunity ahead of them, an opportunity for peace.
A peace agreement would effectively end 40 years of warring in Afghanistan. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Folks, we don't have to be all over the world. America cannot be the world's policeman. I'm for America first. Let's get some of our troops out of these hell holes all around the world and put them on the southern border of America and also the northern border with Canada and our ports on the West Coast where many illegals are smuggled in. Over 100 illegal aliens were tear gassed by the Border Patrol after attempting to sneak into America. Top Democrats admit America is now in a soft civil war and that major civil unrest is coming to the nation. We pray that that is not the case, but all indications are that it is. The food stamps are scheduled to run out in February if the government is still not operational. This is the Schumer shutdown. The Democrats still seethe with rage at America and Trump as they seek to dismantle our border defenses. They are denying Trump's wall as they want to make America a borderless nation full of criminals, civil strife, anarchy, and chaos. This is the world that we live in, a world at war. And tonight, we will start this legendary show, our first show of 2019, with Rammstein.
Den blinkenden Himmel fragst du dann, John Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Would you like to expand your business? I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. KFNX is one of the most cost-effective and powerful ways to get your message out, reach potential customers, and grow your business. Advertise for only $10 per 30-second spot on top shows like Laura Ingraham and Michael Savage. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. We share the things we love most in life for the world to see. But what if we could actually do more with our sharing than just collect likes? What if this sharing could be used to make a difference? Now there's a place where we can put all that sharing to good use. The National MS Society is asking people to make a difference and share what they love with someone else who loves it too. Whether it's surfing, dancing, or whatever is important to you, we've created a place that'll help you get your experience out to the world. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org. Because together, we are stronger.
Would you like to come on my radio show and talk about what you do? I'm Carol Blonder, the host of Networking Arizona. I created a show where you can get yourself heard by thousands of listeners. You also get a podcast of the show so you can put it on your website. Heard Tuesdays and Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m. It's a drive time, prime time show. Call me and book your spot at 602-228-4629. Get the word out about what you do. Visit my website, networkingarizona.net.
Have brunch with me, Shoeshine Mike, Fridays from 11 to noon here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, sponsored by Camelback Toyota. It's a fresh take on news, pop culture and sports, and events about the Valley. The Shoeshine Mike Radio Hour, Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon. Have dessert first.
Matchmaker Communications 101 presents The Young Reporters. When you're on The Young Reporters, be prepared to talk about things you never expected. Amazing young reporters with amazing guests. So join us in the classroom every Saturday, 6 a.m.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
We thank you for being here on our coast-to-coast broadcast tonight. Now, this is a Von Wehunt production in the infamous episode 148 of the legendary show which bears my name. It's a cult classic all across the nation. The star date of 1-3-2019. Your favorite show. And this is our New Year's show special tonight. We're glad you're here. I'm glad you love the show. And this is what I like about you. Nor Command Bunkers advise me. We have the infamous, great KFNX host, J.D., on the line. Let's get J.D. on first. J.D., are you there tonight?
I am here, reporting for duty, sir. And I got to tell you, I'm loving the Kinks and the Rammstein.
Yes.
But we've got some problems here. We thought we got rid of the turncoat traitorous senators when the infamous John McCain went to the next life.
Yes.
And then Jeffrey Flake was still hanging around like a little creep in a corner during the swearing in of the 116th Congress. So there are still so many things that Verschlagen in Washington, D.C., particularly the Justice and State Department. And
yes.
I'll tell you, not to mention the problem with the invasion on our southern border.
Oh, yes. That's heating up again.
So my point overall is it's time to fully engage the enemy in battle. Now, fortunately, we have not reached the point of kinetic war yet.
Yes.
But they are going to throw every last rock and arrow at this president and us, because we are the ones that put them there. Wouldn't it be nice for once if the Congress would listen to what the people want instead of what furthers their career? I used to think that you were a little too cynical. I've listened to this show a long time, General.
Mm-hmm.
And I have now come to the understanding that you were ahead of the curve.
Yes, sir.
Not too cynical. We tried to save the honor of some of these scoundrels that are in D.C., but there's very few worth defending.
That's right. And thank you for that, J.D., because I'm down the road. The way I tell my friends is that, look, a lot of people, they're well-meaning, they're well-intentioned, and spot-on points you have there. And I have taken years to study a ton of issues like you have, and, you know, I'm down that highway. Just I'm at mile marker 1,000. I think your average American's at mile marker 20. Some are at 100, some are at 200. But my point is I'm farther down the road than most people just because I have taken the time, as you have, to digest these issues, to study them. And that's all I'm saying is that I'm down that road. The country will eventually catch up to my way of thinking. Sooner or later, a light bulb goes on and they go, aha. Now I get it. Now I understand.
I fully concur, and that is exactly precisely why I am grateful to be on your air this fine Thursday evening, the best show anywhere Thursday night on the planet, sir. And I got to tell you this, I'm grateful you accepted my invitation for the first Article 5 hour in 2019 coming up this Sunday at 4 p.m. on this very radio station and many other digital platforms.
Yeah.
Where you will be joined by myself, none other than the D-Man, then Jennifer Harrison of Patriot Movement AZ will be giving us a report on where they're dropping all these quote-unquote migrants everywhere in the Phoenix area.
God.
And then, of course, you will share our air with us on the Article 5 Hour this Sunday. We've got a jam-packed, wonderful show, and thank you for accepting my invitation.
JD, thank you so much. I'm looking so forward to your show this Sunday. And folks, listen in the entire hour, 4 to 5, this Sunday and every Sunday, the JD Article 5 Hour. JD, thank you so much, sir. We appreciate you.
Hey, it's great talking to you, and let's fight on.
You know it. We will fight on. Folks, a lot of things you hear on the radio, look, we are a world at war, and we are hopeful. I always tell my friends, prepare for the worst, hope for the best. We want to have peace and prosperity is what the people need all across the country. To get there, we have to walk through the muck, of the swamp. We have to walk through the minefield of the battlefields of our daily lives. Having said that, let's get Matador on from his East Valley bunker, chomping at the bit to talk to the nation.
Are you General there? Von Weehunt?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Matador? We got you there.
Are you there?
Yes. We got you. You're alive, sir, on the air. Is he there? Let's patch him through if we can. Okay, I don't think he can hear us, though. We are a pirate radio show, folks. Anything can happen. Let's get him through. He is in a camouflage bunker out there in the East Valley, ex-military guy, and he uses these cryptic phones. Okay, let's patch him through. I can hear him now. You're live, sir. Are you there?
Von Weehunt, are you there?
Yes, yes.
God, I think it's Mueller and all those commies trying to disconnect the call.
They are. They are. Absolutely. We've had electronic harassment before, and they know you are a powerful man out there. So tell us what's on your mind.
I'll tell you what. First, I want to say General Mattis, what a failure. For 2 years, he got $1.5 billion. He couldn't even beat a pathetic Afghan army, a bunch of towelhead guys riding around on horses with old Soviet-style machine guns. Guy couldn't do anything right there. And how many times am I going to have to hear the world go, we don't want America, and then when we get mired in some war, please don't leave, please don't leave. What does it say in the U.S. Constitution of my taxpayer dollars should be spread all over the world and all these third world cesspool hellholes to pay for nothing
yes.
but dead bodies of young men coming home, more debt for the USA, more tax dollar going there. Your roads and streets are broken. Your schools are no good. It's a running joke out there, General.
It really is. Folks, we have thousands upon thousands of people that are marching again to our southern border. We need not 5,000 troops, President Trump. We need 100,000, 200,000 troops. And I've always said we need permanent bases, several Army, Marine Corps bases on that border, and more Air Force bases on this border. We cannot be this exposed. We're going to be overrun. They have said they want to reconquer the Southwest. Their words, not mine. Reconquista, they call it. You know,
I agree 100%. That border should be completely shut down. Old silver tongue devil Mitt Romney is CNN's new golden boy. He'll be on CNN once a week telling us how unpresidential Trump is. He's just like McCain, a big sore loser that he couldn't beat the Kenyan. We know he wasn't born in Hawaii, Obama. So now he's going to trash Trump. Tell you what, folks, Trump is the greatest thing God ever gave us. And in 2020 November, when he gets reelected, we're going to see a real liberal meltdown.
No doubt. Matador, thank you so much. We'll get you on in the next segment. Stay on that line, sir, on your satellite phone. Folks, we shall return. This is the Von Weehunt Show. We mean business on a massive scale. Don't you ever forget that. And I shall be back.
Arizona's only independent voice. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. The true voice of Arizona. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
House Democrats have ignored a veto threat from the White House, passing a pair of bills that would reopen nearly a quarter of the government. Correspondent Manu Raju.
Pessimism is running very, very high that they can come up with any solution. Mike Pence said there was going to be no deal without a wall. And Nancy Pelosi at a press conference said very clear, we're not doing a wall. Does anybody have any doubt that we're not doing a wall? And when I pressed her, does that mean you're not going to do $1 for the wall? She said jokingly, yeah, I'll do $1.
Under the bills, the Department of State, Commerce, Agriculture, Labor, Treasury, and other agencies would be funded through the end of the current fiscal year. Well, technology stocks took a 5% dive, suffering their worst day in 7 years. Allison Kosick tells why.
The Apple news really set off this cascade of selling. First of all, with Apple shares closing down 10%, slicing 100 points off the Dow because of how heavily weighted Apple is in the Dow index.
At the closing bell, the Dow ended down 660 points. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center, for tonight, a clear sky and a low of 35, sunny and 66 on your Friday. Increasing clouds on Friday night with a low of 42. Mostly cloudy on Saturday with a high of 64. Showers are likely on Sunday with a high of 57. I'm Tim Livingston from the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 49 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Saturday, November 17th, the Phoenix Network, coming to you from Georgia's famous Gyros and Pasta, 20206 North 27th Avenue in North Phoenix, just off the 101. Authentic Greek gyros from authentic Greeks. Great food, great place, great people. Be there for the broadcast between 3 and 4 p.m. or be here on KFNX. What was I thinking? The Phoenix Network, sponsored by Local Motive Marketing, 602-618-6626.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Promote exquisite immune and cardiovascular support with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Quantum Garlic Complex, featuring bear garlic and allicin. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447 or visit online at qnlabs.com.
We are very glad that you're here. Now, our sponsor is the Arizona Gold Exchange. Diamonds, gold, guns, coins, you name it. 2535 East Bell Road. Go in there or go to ArizonaGoldExchange.com. At the end of our show, we do have another gold coin winner. They're giving away a gold coin each month. And also, you get 10% off new guns. You mentioned the Von Wehunt Show. Now, in world news, this is what's going on. The Chinese Rear Admiral Lu Wan told a defense symposium recently that the Chinese military would sink two American aircraft carriers over the volatile South China Sea. He also said and went on to say that they could invade Taiwan in 100 hours and completely take over that island nation. And this invasion might be undertaken this year, his words, not mine, due to increased military and economic tensions between America and China and also in the South China Sea. The Rear Admiral of China, Lu Wan, also said and stated they could successfully target the American aircraft carriers in that area, even though they travel in defensive naval ship clusters. Chinese admiral talked very cavalierly and jokingly about sinking our aircraft carriers and the death of 5,000 American lives being lost per carrier. 10,000 total, he boasted, if we sink two. Again, his words, not mine. We hope this never, ever happens to our brave naval forces. But just know that we are a world at war. Let's get Matador back on the air from his bunker if he's available. Matador, are you there tonight again?
I'm here, Von Lars, and all I got to say about that, brother, is you're 100% answer. And China, if you want Hong Kong or Taipei or whatever you want, knock yourself out. Start a war over there. Do whatever you want. Let Macron and Merkel and the big new EU army help out Taiwan. They're all Brits down there anyway. Maybe the Brits can send some of those good old British guys down there and see what's going to happen, Von Lars. We can just sit back here and get our nationalism going, get our trade going. We'll be booming here, buddy. And I'll tell you what, Apple, now Apple's crying. The Chi-Coms aren't buying our Chinese Apple products anymore. I hope Apple goes out of business, those commies. They don't want to employ any hard-working blue-collar Americans to build their phone. They don't want to employ any good white-collar men and women graduating from universities. They want to bring them all over here from India. And yeah, and then they want to sell you some garbage for a $1,000 phone, iPhone 47.3. It takes a better pixel. Like anybody needs that garbage that they build in China for $6 a phone. I hope they go out of business, Lars, and they sell those $3 at the end of the swap meet, brother.
God, I love it. Matador, thank you so much, sir. Be safe out there. Semper Fi, and good luck to you out there. We do know that they are hounding you, so be careful. Many people that call into the show, folks, have got great intel. Let's get Brett the Surfer on. He's been holding for a while. Brett, are you there?
Vaughn, how are you?
I'm doing great. Are you surfing off the coast of Mexico tonight?
Yeah, I'm just going to keep that under wraps. They're kind of after me, so we'll just kind of... I'm not windsurfing way out here, you know. Can't see much, man. But,
love
you know,
it.
I thought I'd call in.
Glad you did. Happy New Year to you, buddy.
Happy New Year, man. I'm looking forward to a great new year, you know.
Yes, and we want to be positive. Like I said, we want, as you do, we want peace and prosperity for the nation. But we also know that we're surrounded by many domestic and foreign enemies. Would you agree? Did we lose Brett? Is he there?
Hey, Vaughn, can you hear me?
Yes, we got you, buddy.
Okay, we're getting, you can hear me there.
NSA.
Sorry about that.
It's the federal NSA harassment again.
Yeah. It's sad the way, you know, if you think about the kids that are coming out of college now, they're totally brainwashed in socialism.
They are.
That's the new way.
They are.
That's the new way.
Unfortunately. They're brainwashed.
What does Pelosi say?
Yeah. Pelosi is going to run the House of Representatives in the ground.
Yeah.
But I'm sure Flake and McCain from the dead will be clapping. They'll be loving it.
Yeah. That's true. But I just think that we've got to just stick together and continue doing what we're doing. And I think everything's going to be all right. You know, I just hope these markets, the Dow today just got hammered.
Right.
We've
got to get the bulls back. And look, we don't want to have an economic implosion. I always tell folks, be very careful what you wish for out there. There's people who pray and hope for collapse or economic starvation or, you know, those kinds of, we talk about it on my show. But we don't want it to happen.
Yes.
We believe being forewarned is forearmed. Your final thoughts, Brett?
So true. And was anything ever done in 08? No, there was just a lot of money pumped in.
Well, I'm going to have a whole special on that here in January or February. I've got it all planned out. We're going to go back to the future in 2008, and we're going to talk about that economic mini implosion. But look, if it happens again, the experts have all said they will not, this time, they will not be able to put the pieces back together. So if it never happens.
True.
Brett, thank you, sir. Have a great night surfing out there.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, buddy. Get to some more calls here in a second. But right now, here's the news from ancient Rome.
Fine reward. is offered for the return of a slave woman, stolen or absconded from the house of Marius Dolabella. Under the protection of Pompey Magnus and Julius Caesar, Senate sits tomorrow. Be aware, no disorder will be tolerated. By order of the Senate, Gaius Julius Caesar is declared an enemy of Rome. All good citizens are bound to do him harm if they are able. So Gaius Pompey Magnus has left the city. He commands all noblemen and knights to do likewise. Those that remain will be considered enemies of Rome. Safety of all citizens, groups of more than three men shall not congregate in public spaces. A curfew is in effect. Any person found on the street after dark will be subject to summary judgment. Long live General Gaius Julius Caesar, savior of our republic.
And this is Von Wehut, savior of America. We'll put Paul in the next segment. Let's get Glenn on really quick, then the Irish Pirate. Glenn, are you there? Let's patch him through. Our Enigma code machine here. Glenn.
I'm here.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year to you. What are your thoughts tonight, Glenn?
I think we've got a replacement for John McCain.
Who's that?
Mittens.
You know, one rhino deserves another. That's why I am a nationalist. I've always said, Glenn, that we never left the Republican Party. The Republican Party left us. How about those apples?
I couldn't agree more. I think they need to go the way of the Whig Party.
Yes, yes. It's an old brand. What does GOP stand for to you?
Grand Old Party.
Well, it's going to be great old men. Because only the old men are going to be in that party. The new men, the young bucks like us, the virile, potent warriors are the new nationalists. The young men are rejecting the mainstream political parties. And they have rejected them, and they're nationalists.
How about this GOP, geezers of the past?
Well, they did it to themselves, Glenn. You know, they have shot themselves in the proverbial foot. And they sit around and they wonder why no one's rallying their cause. As I said before, we don't want milquetoast Republicans. We don't want weak rhino guys who are going to stab us in the back or be no better than a warmed-over Democrat. Your final thoughts?
I think they're fearful of us, and they're going to see their campaign contributions dry up. And they might panic like the Democrats are doing.
Yes, we're the most dangerous men in America. They should fear us. We are the new vanguard of the country. I shall return.
Von Wehut Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehut is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehut will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehut is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehut, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Hey there, it's Jamie with Healthy Habit Health Foods at 6029 North 7th Street in Phoenix, Arizona, your favorite place to find the best quality nutritional and wellness products for a great price, including many of those hard-to-find items. Our family and staff are committed to bringing you the best customer service and product education.
We've always got something fun and exciting going on to help support you on your journey towards healthier living. So check out our website, Facebook page, weekly seminars and events, and thank you for being a part of the Healthy Habit Health Foods family.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please, my son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
Okay. 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
I've got some extra comments here to make, then we'll get the Irish Pirate on, then Paul's the closer. But first, the coming economic collapse of our financial system. People that want that do not really understand what we will all be facing. It won't be like 2008 when the authorities were able to move in and patch things together fairly rapidly and restore our standard of living in this great country. When this thing of ours finally shatters, if and when, or a matter of when, nobody, they say, is going to be able to put the pieces back together like they were before ever again. On the junk bond side and the derivatives, there's about $200 trillion in outstanding debt that we could inherit all over the world if those were to call in those margin calls. The globalist and uber-liberal open borders crowd exacerbates this issue. They want America to implode from within. The globalists want the new European Union army to fight, someday invade America via a UN mandate. If there is too much civil strife, God forbid, chaos or anarchy on the streets of our nation. This is not cynical. This could happen. This is their basic agenda for the takeover and takedown of America. This is a year for you all to prepare. Food, water, gold and silver and guns and ammo from my sponsor, the Arizona Gold Exchange. Get your affairs in order, legally, socially. Know who you can trust. And having said all that, each month we have a winner of the gold coin. And this month, the winner of the gold coin, per the judges, is Bambi. But the Playboy Mansion has won the gold coin from our sponsor, Arizona Gold Exchange. Congratulations, Alicia, for winning the gold coin. We appreciate you. Let's get Irish Pirate on here. Our command bunker has advised me he's on hold, ready to come on board the ship. Irish, oh, right. Are you there?
Born ready, Von Wehhunt.
Yes, you were. What are your thoughts tonight, sir?
Well, you've hit some pretty good ones. Obviously, beginning January 8th, I'm going to try to see 200 of my own students that week.
Yes.
And so the first thing I can attest to is, the attitudes of the young ones coming up is that they honestly believe they're going to inherit absolutely no economy whatsoever, and they're going to have to try and make a living out of it, and they tell jokes about it already.
Wow.
And, well, the attitude that that makes out of a Gen Z is pretty nihilistic. They figure, well, if I've got no hope and all this other stuff, the least thing we can do is make fun of it. And they do a really good job of that, I might add. I love the humor that they come up with when they laugh about what they're supposed to inherit.
Wow.
And so, well, as a Christian, I tell them there's always hope because of what we know. We
yes.
know when America used to be a place where you could make money. You could party like a rock star, but still come home and live with conservative values and still be able to save some money and still be able to put your best foot forward for society, do all these things. And it didn't require $1 million to do that.
No.
And it might in the future, but it sure doesn't. It didn't in the past.
That's
so
right.
The neat thing is we can impart to the children that you don't have to spend hours and hours on social media to be able to make a big statement in your neighborhood. And I get off of being able to show them how easy that is. They come to me now with a lot of questions, just like many people in this show say, hey, Irish Pirate, he knows a thing or two about the Bible, too. I'll ask him. I love being that guy.
Yes, you do.
I brought that up in church this week.
Yes,
so
you
anyway.
Do. And you're a good and you're a great teacher and a big supporter of the show. And I know you're teaching those young kids the right ways.
I would like to think I am, and believe me, I love hearing it from you. But more importantly, we hear the rants that we're going on the half hour. That was fantastic, talking about who's going to be working and for how much and the quality of the product that's coming out. The people that listen to this show know very well when a quality product does come out, we're going to jump on it because we need that in our lives. And I'm looking right now. I'm going to be helping you out. I want to make specifically a promotion for you. I want to take some of these great calls and comments that have been coming through and the things that you've commented about yourself and make a little montage out of it and actually make a promotion that I would expect that you would gladly accept for 30 seconds and put
yes,
it on.
Yes, I will.
And what I need to do that, I just figured it out. I'm going to cut out about 10-15% of my Christmas money and go get me a real microphone. I want to be able to
love
sound
it.
As good when I'm out on the air on 50,000 watts as when I am on this phone.
Right.
So I got to be able to do that. But I'm ready to do this, Von Wehan. You know how it is. I called the shot before when I said, I'm going to buy your book. I did.
I know when you I did. Said, I, and folks, I'm the author of The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. It was under many Christmas trees all over the nation. Love it. Irish, thank you so much, sir. Your final thoughts.
Yeah, well, and finishing the comment, when I said I was going to buy it, I didn't. Then, when you signed it, I said, I can analyze that handwriting. You said, do it on the air. I want to hear your best.
And that was so cool, man. That was so cool. You are a handwriting analysis. I love it. Analyst and expert.
I'm also, I have a degree in radio, TV, and film, and I am a sound engineer, nonpareil, and I will do one for you.
I love it. Irish Pirate, thank you, sir. Happy New Year to you. We will meet again, I assure you.
Happy baby 2019, Von Wehan.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Irish. Appreciate you. Let's get Paul the closer. Paul the gladiator. Let's patch him through. I know he's there.
I am here.
Yes, sir. You've got some talking points about our National Guard on the border.
Absolutely. Listen, everybody's got to write a letter, send an email to your own congressman, to your own senators. And you have to tell them to deploy the National Guard. We already pay for it. It's already funded. It's funded every single fiscal year. And our National Guard is to protect our country, our borders. Like our Coast Guard protects the water border, our National Guard is to protect our land border. And
yes.
You have to write your congressman, write your senator, and demand that the National Guard be deployed to the Mexican southern border. They are already funded. They have a college fund program for the National Guard. It is in every fiscal policy, in every financial policy, and you have to call, email, send letters, and demand the National Guard be deployed. And if you can, send messages to the White House, too. We will stop any and all caravans with people who are already suited up. They already have the equipment. They already have the fuel. Send them to the border. Let them deploy. Let them earn the money that they've been being paid for 1, 5, 10 years for being part of our National Guard. It's time for them to step up and protect our country as well.
Yes, listen to Paul, folks. And it's not cynical to tell you the truth. We will always tell you the truth and speak truth to power on this show. What are your final thoughts to America, Paul? That was a great comment.
Yeah, you know, don't worry about the financial markets going up 500 or down 500. The market is at 23,000. So the larger numbers are inherent in the larger Dow. When I was a broker on Wall Street, the Dow went, you know, down 300 points, but it was only at 3,000. That was a 10% dive. That was big. The market's not going to go down 2,300 points in a day. So it's not, it's all relative to the hyperness of what we've achieved in the Dow. Everything's hyper. Politics are hyper. The markets are hyper. Real estate's hyper. So just because it goes up and down 500 or 600 points, that's literally relative to a 50 or 60 point swing back when I was on Wall Street in the mid to late 90s. It's all relative to the number. It means nothing. It's the same thing that happened in the previous years. It's just higher highs and higher lows and a larger swing because the Dow's at a higher number. Remember,
love
it was
that.
Up to 25,000, and we've only come down to 23,000. But on a percentage basis, you know, a total over 2 months of an 8% swing down, it already did a 16% swing up before that.
Paul, thank you so much, sir. Thanks for calling the show. Happy New Year to you, buddy. Thank you.
Bye.
Folks, the militant leftists, their scheme and scam is to have all sovereign governments, such as America, be subservient to a ruthless minority elite running a superstate or supranational army or New World Order. And their agenda is to disrupt and destroy our government and people so you will be enslaved. But we here at this show will make sure that never happens to you. God bless you all, and I shall be back in 2019. Good night.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX.